In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
It's interesting that when you watch young girls play, you'll notice that they often play in ways that imitate what their mothers do. They have dolls, they have bottles to feed the dolls, they have strollers, they have beds to tuck their dolls in. My granddaughters have a cutting board with a toy knife and fruit that you can slice in half. So she's imitating her mother preparing food, and she likes to help her mother out in the kitchen. Boys play at things like being a soldier, a policeman, a fireman, an astronaut, etc. And that's because men, by the nature that God gave them, are focused on what they do outside of the home, because that's how they provide for the home. That's how they provide for their families, whereas women tend to focus on what's inside of the home, and especially on their role as mother. And this is something that's hardwired in us. We can like it or we can not like it, but that's the nature that God has given us. There are some ways that men are different from women. There are many ways in which we are alike, but there are many ways in which we are different. And that doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It means that it's different. Modern culture has generally denigrated motherhood. And feminism, which ostensibly has as its aim to exalt women and to make them feel better about what they do and to give them important roles in society, has tended to act like just being a mother is not important. And if you ask a woman what she does and her answer is, well, I'm a mother and I stay at home and take care of the family, they're often made to feel like, well, you really have been a failure at life. But they're measuring success. What they're measuring having done something important is basically to be like men. And God made men and women different for a reason. That's because both roles are necessary for a healthy family and for a healthy society. There's no role in this world that's more important than that of a mother. And you might say, well, how do you know that? What's the basis of you making that statement? Well, the highest example we have of motherhood is the mother of our Lord himself. And what do we say about her in the services and our prayers all the time? We say that she's more honorable than the cherubim and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim. Now, obviously, that's true because she played a role as a mother in a way that no woman ever before her or ever after her will play. But it was because she was a mother that she fulfilled that role. So even though her role was in some ways unique, there are ways in which all women, especially mothers, can emulate her. And of course, every Christian can emulate her, because she wasn't just an example of a mother, but she was an example of a pious and holy Christian. She played no flashy role in the church. We have feminists that want to say, well, if women are to be treated as important in the church, that means that they should be ordained and they should serve as clergy. Well, the Lord knew what he was doing, and he made many people apostles. He made 12 disciples, his 12 apostles, but he also had 70 apostles. And if ever there was a woman who, because of her personal holiness and piety, would have qualified for that role, it would have been the mother of God, but he did not give her that role. She made no public speeches. She didn't do anything that drew attention to herself. And if you're looking at things from a worldly point of view, you could say, well, that means that she didn't have a really important role. That, you know, because the way the people of this world look at what is important is it's important if people shower you with praise. They want the praise of men rather than the praise of God. But the kingdom of God doesn't operate that way. The kingdom of God is pretty much the reverse of that. We're told in Scripture that God brings down the proud, but he exalts the humble. Humility is what we're encouraged to aspire to, and that it's better to be a servant than it is to be served, and that our Lord himself came to serve and not to be served. And so to be humble, to be a servant to other people, to lay down your life for other people, this is the most important thing that you can do as a Christian, even though the world doesn't see that as important. They see pretty much the opposite. If you're being served, if people are showering you with praise and you're getting all this attention, your pride is being puffed up, that's success. by the measure of the world, but that's not the way the kingdom of God works. The mother of the Lord, as she said herself when she was addressing the archangel Gabriel, when he had told her that she would become the mother of the Lord, she referred to herself as the handmaid of the Lord, as a servant girl to the Lord. And she was also obedient, as she also said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She was willing to suffer for Christ. And indeed, as righteous Simeon prophesied, a sword pierced her heart as she saw her son and Lord rejected, and especially when he was mocked, beaten, spit upon, and finally put to death in the most shameful and painful way that the fallen mind of man was capable of devising. And she wasn't just an example of motherhood, but she's in fact a mother for us all. The Father tell us that at the cross, when he addressed the mother of God, said, "Woman, behold thy son," then said, "Son, behold thy mother," that he was not just making her the mother of this one apostle, but he was making her the mother of the church. The very name Eve means living, because as we're told in Genesis, she was called that because she was the mother of all the living. So that was true of Eve in a biological sense. But the mother of God is the new Eve in a spiritual sense, because she's the mother of the living in the spiritual sense, those who are saved, those who have entered into the kingdom of heaven. Let us, especially when we no longer have our mothers with us, or if we, as some people, never for whatever reason knew an earthly mother's love, look to her as our mother, a mother who's always there to hear our petitions and to help us and to love us even more than our own mothers could possibly do. And let us honor our own mothers, but let us look to the Mother of God not only as an example of what it means to be a mother, but as an example of what it means to be a Christian. Amen.